Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Justine Rotolo, also known as Miss ADD. I want to welcome everyone to the program today, and we're going to be talking about living with ADD with Gail. But before I bring Gail on the show, I just want to remind everyone who lives in the Los Angeles area, or even if you're just coming to LA for a visit, there are two powerful adult support groups that I run for CHAD, children and adults with ADD. One is located in Torrance, California, 2785 Pacific Coast Highway, and it's every Wednesday night from 7:30 to 9. It's held at a school called the Center for Learning Unlimited. That group has now been going on for close to 5.5 years, and it's just an amazing group. A lot of love, a lot of acceptance. And my new group, which I began in June of this year over in Culver City, it's Thursday nights from 6 to 7:30, and that's located at 6666 Green Valley Circle. It's held in the SHARE, S-H-A-R-E building. It's a building that does a lot of 12-step meetings, so there's a really good feeling and energy in that building. And again, we've got a lot of love and acceptance that's going on in that group, and the members are wonderful. So without further ado, I guess I'm just going to let Gail come on so we can talk. Hi, Gail.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Honestly, I finally got nervous.
You know what? You don't have to be nervous because this is just fun. It's just fun. We have fun and like to give people a lot of good information and have people like yourself come on and highlight things about ADD that aren't so negative, because I hate the hearing all the negative things about ADD. We were going to talk today about you. We're gonna highlight you today, and I would like you to tell everybody, if you would, just start off, you know, about your walk through ADD and how it's, you know, working for you today, and where did it start? How old were you when you were diagnosed?
That hasn't actually happened. An actual real diagnosis hasn't happened, but
okay.
It's a long story. Let's see. So cut to the part about my so-called diagnosis. Went to lunch with my dad one day, and it was just a little while after I had figured out about my ADD. So I was telling him about it, and he started totally identifying with me. He's like, oh, and this, wow. And all that. I'm like, yeah. I said, do you have ADD? And he goes, yeah. I said, do you have... Did you self-diagnose, or do you have an actual diagnosis? And he was self-diagnosed, but you're qualified, right? And he's like, yeah, because he's got 2 degrees in psychology. So anyway, that
right.
is my diagnosis. So it's like not in writing, not on paper or anything, but it's enough for me.
How many years before you guys went to lunch did your dad self-diagnose himself? Do you know?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know. Didn't ask him that one.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting that he didn't relay that to you, but so that's where it came from.
Well, I only got to visit him, so I didn't get to really grow up being with him all the time. So I don't know what happened there, but
I'm sorry. Your parents were separated when you were young?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know that, but you had visited him and found that out. Pretty interesting though, how genetic it can be, you know?
Yeah.
It really is. So okay. after you were...
Anyway, and
after
he and
you
I
self-
really bonded over it. Sorry.
You and he bonded over it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
something
great.
That we have in common. We talk about it a lot.
It's really great. Yeah. I know a lot
yeah.
of people that tell me those kind of things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about after you self-diagnosed, what happened to you?
I think I cried. No. So how I found out was, you know, that meme on Facebook that says, I try to sleep, but my ADHD kicks in. It's one sheep, two sheep, cow, pig, turtle. Old McDonald had a farm. Hey, Macarena. Okay, so anyway, that one was my first clue. And then I jokingly told somebody I had ADD. She's like, oh, I do. I was like, oh, really? So we talked about it a little bit. And then it was late October 2 years ago. I was like, I'm going to Google it. And so I Googled ADD, or I might have done attention deficit disorder, whatever. Anyway, Wikipedia, I was reading my own biography, and I was like,
wow.
I was crying, and I was happy, and it was like, you know, finally all the crap in my life made sense.
Right.
And I know
right.
a lot
That's
of
how
people
I felt.
Too. Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm not crazy, stupid, or lazy.
Exactly.
So,
yeah. It is kind of freeing when you first recognize that there's a reason for all these symptoms that you have. So,
yeah. And then the more you learn about it, you start learning about the, I hate to use the word symptoms, but I
right.
like characteristics. I prefer
right.
characteristics. How you don't have all the characteristics.
Right.
And then you start to wonder, well, do I really have it? So, and I wasn't sure until my dad said he had it and we identified so well with each other. But, like, I don't hyper-focus if maybe a tiny bit. And I'm not really impulsive either.
Okay.
But I have the distractibility and the hyperactivity and things like
procrastination.
That. Procrastination? As I look around the room, yeah.
What about emotional dysregulation? Can you regulate your emotions?
I can hide them.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I can regulate them. I don't
okay.
know because, you know, all I know is what I've known of myself. So I don't know how to compare that to anyone else. You know, because, I mean, a lot of your emotions are going to stem from your experiences, too, whether something bothers
mm-hmm.
you or not.
Mm-hmm.
So, I honestly, I don't know if I'm extreme or not. I have some issues, I guess, but maybe sometimes I'm on and sometimes I'm off.
Yeah, well, that can happen, too. I mean, I think stress for all of us exacerbates it.
Mm, oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Then I just go into duh mode.
Yeah, stress is not good.
Think.
And
no, I can't make a comprehensive sentence. I usually end up saying, I don't know. Yeah, don't put me on the spot. You won't get much out of me.
Okay, I promise I won't put you on the spot. But
okay.
Let me ask you something about ruminations, okay? So you have negative ruminations, you think?
You mean like about stuff about my past?
Well, not necessarily about your past. It could be about you too, you know, I remember years ago, my mind would talk to me and tell me how stupid I was and how lazy I was and how I missed so many opportunities in my life, and I would buy into those thoughts, and I was just wondering.
I get the missed opportunities one. I'm not really that hard on myself anymore just because I have a better understanding of myself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hold a lot of stuff against me. I
okay.
fortunately work in an environment that really conducive to, you know, my ADD and my coworkers are very understanding. I actually have one of the nurses at my work finishes my sentences for me because I struggle with word finding a lot.
Okay. I remember that. I know. Yeah.
So, yeah, and she's always right, too. She knows, just like she's reading my mind, that's not there. But yeah, my boss is really amazing. I actually told him about my ADD in my interview. He kept asking me what I was passionate about. I was like, okay, gardening. Well, what else? Singing. Well, what else? You know, and I started running out of things to tell him I was passionate about. And I was like, oh, I'm in the closet about this, but you just seem to really want to know. I have ADHD, and I have several support groups online and a like page, and I want to be a coach. And I just spilled all my guts all over. And he was so cool with it.
Wow.
And, you know, everyone, yeah, and once in a while, like, I work in memory care, which is slightly ironic, and we'll run across the resident's profile, and I go, oh, this person's totally ADD, and we'll have a chat about it. So, you
wow.
know, it's just, it's really cool that he's so understanding, and my coworkers, I think we all have it, but I didn't say that.
I think that's really great that he was open to you telling him about that
yeah.
and being supportive, because a lot of bosses are not.
I know, it's a very
and
risky
I personally
maneuver.
Think it's because they don't understand it totally, so
mm-hmm.
they get to that place of fear, like, you know, we did when we first were diagnosed or self-diagnosed. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's great. That's really great.
Yeah,
you don't have
really
to feel
blessed.
Like you're hiding stuff when you're going to work.
Correct. Oh
yeah,
we're all open about it. Whenever I forget something, everybody just yells squirrel at me. And I go, there were three of them. I didn't stand a chance.
That's great. So talk about your creative side, because I know you're very creative. I've seen some
you
things on
Facebook.
You think
I am more than I do.
Yeah, well, I've seen some things on Facebook. That plus, you do the pages, which is so great.
I don't do that much on there, though. Not as much as I used to. I think I've gotten more into the groups, but... Yeah, I think I do a lot of whining online. Is that what the creative part you're thinking of?
No, I don't see you as a whiner.
Okay.
No, you're not gonna get you first of all, you're never gonna get me to be negative. That's the first thing. That's not who I am, so we're not gonna go there, but I do. I've seen you post pictures and stuff on different sites.
I like
and
photography.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I
talk
like
about
to
your
pictures.
Creative side.
You know, I can see pictures. Sometimes I see them through a lens without actually looking through a lens. You know,
wow.
Like I'll just see something and I'll be like, that would look really good as a photo, and I can frame it in my mind.
Wow.
And hopefully I have a camera on me. You know, cell phones make that easy, but still not as good as a real camera.
Right.
But
right.
I'm so clumsy that I have broken my good camera. My husband bought me a new one.
That was nice.
Yes, I know. After telling me I'm not buying you a new camera,
he surprised you and got you a new camera, which is great.
Well, actually, no, I picked it out this time.
Okay,
we got it together, but I really wasn't expecting to get one. So, the first one he surprised me with. So.
That's nice.
But yeah, I mean, I have a lot of fun with it. The thing is that. All I like to do is take the picture. Most of the time, I don't even ever look at them again.
Yeah, but that's
once
okay.
In a while,
it's what you see in your mind, but you've posted stuff that I've seen.
Yeah, in the gallery.
Yeah, which is great. I mean, see, I think that really speaks to other people with ADD. And, you know, you and I are both on Facebook, so we can hear some of the negative comments that people make, and either it's about themselves or about their children or whatever situation that they're going through, because they're in pain, and I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when they
yep.
see people like you who are very creative and they see what you're accomplishing and what you're doing, see, that to me is definitely something that they could say, wow, I can aspire to that, because once they get rid of the fear, the creative side comes out tremendously.
Yeah, and, you know, I've actually, since, you know, understanding myself better, have lost a lot of fear about trying new things.
Right.
I remember when I went to, I had vertigo one morning. I woke up and the room was going in two circles and really fast. And,
wow.
I, you know, I was telling my husband, like, I can't get out of bed. I'm stuck. And then I started to, I mean, it was really bad. So he takes me to urgent care. And I was like, well, heck, while I'm here, I might as well seek out an ADD diagnosis. So I told the doctor that saw me that I thought I had ADD and wanted a diagnosis. Tom told me not to talk so fast. So she asked me some questions, and one of them was, do you start a lot of projects that you don't finish? And my answer was no. And the reason is because I knew I wouldn't finish them, so I didn't bother to start them. But I didn't tell her that part.
Okay.
So, you know, she's like, oh, you don't have ADD. She assumed that I finished my projects. Like, no, I just don't start them. So.
Wait a second. That
anyway,
was the only question she asked you?
I don't want to remember.
Okay.
I don't remember what else she asked me.
Okay.
But,
All right.
So anyway, now I start a lot of projects I don't finish.
Okay.
Because I've decided it's okay.
Yeah, so, it is okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
it depends on what it's about, though. It depends on what it's about, too, because if it's for work,
just talking
that's
about
a whole nother.
Creativity stuff, just creativity
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, which is great. That's fine.
Yeah. And, you know, my work allows me a lot of creativity because I'm an activities director. And
awesome.
Yeah. Unfortunately, my residents have a really hard time with any craft projects, so we don't get to do very many of those.
Mm-hmm.
But we do some. Yeah, I love saying that I get paid to sing because I get to sing at work all the time.
Oh. That's great.
And then, yeah, so we have to sing along every day. It's actually a requirement. Because music is, anyway, I don't want to go on about Alzheimer's and dementia, but my other passion.
Music is a wonderful thing for many of us with ADD. I love music and always have, and it's something that has always been able to take me out of a negative place and bring me to a whole different place. So I can relate to that.
I was going to be a famous singer at one time. That hasn't happened yet, but I'm still working on it.
Well, it's good. Listen, we'll get you on The Voice next season.
No, I'm kidding. It's not really my dream anymore. But if it happened, it would be cool, but I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
People used to ask me why I didn't audition for American Idol, like, because I don't want to win.
I still say you should try The Voice. It's my favorite show,
American
I could say.
Idol.
You could get
Is
me
it?
Tickets then. I could come and see you. It'd be great.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go.
I
That's why you got to be on The Voice.
It's not a priority for me right now. Maybe Wednesday.
Yeah,
right now, I enjoy singing for my residents and at church. So
that's great. That's awesome. Listen, there are a lot of parents who periodically listen to these podcasts. So I do want to ask you, you don't have any
Uh-oh.
Children, correct?
No.
Okay.
Never felt qualified to raise one.
Well, I'm sure you're more than qualified because if I could, you can. But let me ask you this. Do you remember in your childhood years and you know, adolescent, how was school for you?
Hell.
Was it difficult?
It was hell. Oh,
okay.
God, yes.
Okay.
Oh, I flunked more than I passed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why I took some college classes, but I took, like, music, piano, which I flunked piano, and I took Taekwondo. So, you know, it was, and I took Psych 101. So it was,
good.
The only, like, mental class I took was Psych 101.
Okay.
The rest
okay.
of it, well, music is pretty mental, but, you know, I mean, like, as an academic, I guess that's the more appropriate word.
Right.
But I just, you know, since I was such a horrible student from, like, second grade on, I just decided that college would just be a waste of money and time. So, you know, now I feel more qualified to learn.
Yeah. That's what happens to a lot of people. Seriously.
Yeah.
They get older. They don't do well in school. They don't, you know, they drop out of school. And even high school, I have some kids now that I'm working with. Kids, they're 23, 24, but they're going back to college now because now they you know, see the light.
Mm-hmm.
They have meds and they can focus and they feel better about finishing their education. But it happens to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why
and
I wanted you to talk about it. What'd you say?
Well,
I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say I decided not to go the meds route, but that's more into my adulthood. More about being a kid, picked on a lot, no friends for a major part of my childhood. The one I had, I think, was her parents made her be nice to me.
Oh.
It's okay. I'm over it now, but let's see. High school was better. I stayed back in eighth grade, so I repeated the eighth grade.
Okay.
By choice, I wanted to because I did not want to go on to the high school. And I was like, that's just a train wreck waiting to happen. And then when I actually did go to high school, we moved to a new town, so I got to start fresh where nobody knew me.
Oh.
It wasn't too far away that there wasn't nobody that knew me, but the few people that came over to they were okay with me, so they weren't ones that had picked on me or anything. So all was pretty well there.
So high school,
high
school was better socially too?
Yeah, it was. Just because I had a fresh start, I still, you know, made my mistakes and alienated a lot of people.
Okay.
You know, just like even one time, some people. But then I also, you know, you get to take electives in high school. So I got to go more into my own niche. And I took choir and I took theater. Not a
great
good actor at all. Yeah, I'm not a good actor, so.
But you
had
fun.
No, I really enjoyed it. Yeah. Loved choir.
Great.
Can't even think of what else I took. Anyway. Yeah, so, you know, I found people that were in the same, had the same likes as me.
Right,
and
right.
Finally had some good friends then. In
that
fact,
was good.
I still talk to a few of them. I don't talk to them all the time, but like once a year or whatever, you know, we'll run
That's
into
great.
Each other on Facebook or something and say hi. I have one friend that every time she comes into town calls me up and to get together.
That's nice.
So, yeah.
Now, where did you grow up?
In Oregon.
Now you live in Washington State, right?
Yes.
Okay. So not far from where you grew up. Okay.
Almost a little over an hour and a half drive. Well, at my speed, it's about an hour and 15 minutes.
Well, you know, most of us with ADD drive too fast. I don't anymore because I've gotten enough speeding tickets in my life. But yeah.
Well, you've been learned to not get caught, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, now I'm really slow, probably too slow at times because I just really still have the scars of paying those tickets. So.
Oh, yeah. I know they're pretty evil. It doesn't help that my car has turbo.
Oh, that's, okay, that's not good. So tell me something. I want to ask you a question about, because, you know, many of us have co-occurring disorders with ADD, like depression, anxiety, and so on. So living up, I've been to Seattle a couple of times and Oregon, and my boys live up in San Francisco, and I couldn't live up there because I need sun. I got to have it. If I don't, I get really depressed. You know where I'm going with this. So I'm asking, like, how is that for you?
You know, things change as I get older. The rain didn't bother me before, and now it's like, oh, God, here's the rain again.
Okay.
I love snow, though. So frozen rain is really cool by me. But right now, you know, I'm looking out my window. I'm watching this little hummingbird, and it's cool. But the trees, they're naked, or there's brown stuff on them. And, you know, there's dead leaves in the yard, and we just had a huge windstorm, so there's other stuff in the yard, and it's not attractive to look at. It's not pretty. It's nothing I want to take my camera out to.
Okay.
And so I'm not depressed, but I'm disappointed.
Well, that's a good way to put it.
A better word. Yeah,
I like
I'm really
that.
Disappointed in it.
That's really cool.
So,
I like the way you said that, because that's something that people can say instead of depression. They can say, I'm just feeling disappointed, and that makes a lot of sense.
And
I
just made that up.
Do you? And I think that's your creative side.
Mm-hmm.
So the sun, do you miss the sun? I mean, do you need the sun?
Oh,
some people do. Okay.
It's like when I see it, I just want to stand in it, yeah. I'm like, oh, there's my old friend.
Because I know it doesn't shine that much in the winter, correct? Am I right? Or
it depends on the year. I think last year we had quite a bit of sunshine. This year, winter hit early. We've already had some snow this year.
Wow.
I remember the last time it snowed in November was when I was a junior maybe in high school, so over 20 years ago, that I remember snowing in November anyway. So.
Whoa,
yeah.
So yeah, that's early.
Yeah, it is. But apparently it's hitting a lot of places early this year, so. And then we had a windstorm. We lost shingles off our roof. Our brand-new barbecue flipped off the deck.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Crushed my tomato cages,
Oh, I'm sorry. Seriously.
It took it only $10.
Oh, it's not good. So you wanted to, you weren't telling me when we were talking or we were messaging back and forth, that new messenger thing that you have to connect to or they won't let you get your messages on the phone.
Isn't that stupid?
I have a real problem with that. I really do.
Me too, because I used to have Messenger on one account because I have two Facebook accounts, and I used to leave the other account open to just Facebook stuff. And I could use Messenger on, you know, I could do messages on both accounts on my phone. And
right.
Now it's like I got to sign out, sign back in. But they've changed it to be easier to switch accounts now. You don't have to put your password in. You could just touch the button. So that's, you know, more tolerable.
Yeah.
So.
But we would, you
so
were telling
should,
me that.
I should.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I guess I should say my real name is Pen Name. And I had to tell my mom about it. she's listening.
What'd she
right
say?
Now. At least I think they are. They're trying to.
Okay.
Oh, she was fine, yeah. I was like, you know what? I need some privacy. So I need to be
That's
able
good.
To cruise Facebook without worrying about what people think of me. So,
I like the name Gail.
It's, I played a Facebook game, and I was Lady Nightingale. So everybody called me Gail. So I just was like, well, what the heck? People already called me that. So.
So what I was saying is we were kind of talking back and forth before you were on the show. And so one of the things you had said is you want to thank, you know, highlight some people that have been important to you. But before we do that, tell everybody about your pages. Your
mm-hmm.
your group pages, and so everybody knows where they can find you, because we have a lot of people who may not be listening today, but they're definitely going to listen because it's for free on my website and iTunes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll just give you a little history on it too. So the night that I Googled ADD and read up on it, it was like, I need to talk to somebody about this. So I was like, well, who can I talk to? I don't know. You know, I get a diagnosis, go see a psychiatrist, what? So I got on Facebook, and I you know, did a search, attention deficit disorder, and I came up on the like page. And so I wrote on there, you know, I'm so happy to find this, and I don't even remember what all I said. And then I said, you know, I said some things that I was upset about it, too, and that involved some people that, you know, hadn't caught on to that I had ADD. And, you know, there's the anger part when, why didn't anybody see this before, kind of thing. And then I assumed it was just going to go to the like page, but no, it went to my wall. And everybody started writing me like, oh, you're so brave for saying this out loud. And my mom said, did you really mean to say that? And my husband's like, what were you thinking? So anyway.
Wow. I like that you did this. Great.
Oh, no, I couldn't erase it. I was like, I got to get this off my wall. So I wrote the admin and didn't hear from him. And I was like, well, I'm stuck with it. And then I was like, we need a support group. I want to start a support group. So I wrote the admin again. And I was like, hey, do you have a support group? And I didn't hear back from him. And so I made one, and I sent him a link. And I said, well, if you don't have a support group, here's one I made. Next thing I know, maybe the next day, I'm an admin of the like page. And I was like, oh,
wow.
Okay, was not expecting this. So the first thing I did was go erase that post. then we started our support group. We made it secret so that people could have privacy there. You have a secret group. You can't tell. Nobody can outside the group can even know it exists. It just does not show up on Facebook. But
oh.
The problem is, you didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, it will not show up at all. The problem
I
is,
love
you
that.
Have to, yeah, well, the problem is that you have to be friends with anybody you add to it. Nobody can find it to add themselves. Even if you send them the link, they still can't find it. So the lead admin, Mark, he didn't want thousands of new friends, and I didn't want thousands of new friends. So we created, created another account that we could send people to. They could friend that account, and then we could go to that account, take all the people that were sending friend requests, and add them to the group. So We don't actually.
So this is great. Now wait, is this still a closed group?
It's a secret group.
Yeah, a secret group.
Mhm.
How if yep. I wanted to join that secret group?
I'd ask
I could
you
because
friend.
I know you.
Yep.
I got you.
Or
okay.
you could
you
or you could friend what the name is Diggert Weilert. Diggert Weilert.
Okay.
He made it up. He wanted to do something about Tigger, but Facebook wouldn't let him. Oh, he wanted to do Wiley Tigger or something like that. You know, because
yeah.
Tigger's ADD and Wiley Coyote's kind of
ADD.
Wiley
Coyote,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Anyway,
it's pretty funny.
Let us do that. Yeah.
So, but let's get back to your post that you made that you wanted to erase. Do you still feel that way today?
No, because I have understanding. You know, it's. I still wonder about, you know, why nobody saw it, but I'm not angry about it or anything. It's like,
okay.
It just wasn't meant to be yet. You know, I probably
right.
had been put on medications or something, and
right,
I'm really
right.
glad that never happened because I had to learn to deal with it.
Right.
And, you know, I see so many people say that, oh, my meds ran out and I can't get them for a few more days, or my insurance is gone and so I can't get meds anymore. And I don't have that problem.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm definitely on the fence about medication. I mean, I'm not on it anymore. I was for years.
Mm-hmm.
There were pluses to being on it. I don't need them anymore
mm-hmm.
because of meditation and mindfulness and the other stuff that I've done that it's going to be in a workbook. But there are people that really, really need it in the very beginning.
Right.
Yeah, to just help them
and
grasp.
And the people that continue to need it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And
you
know what? I don't judge him for it or anything. You know, I know that my ADD is pretty mild. So
right.
I can function. And I know a lot of people can't. You know, one of our
mm-hmm.
other admins, she would, when we first started, she was like, my husband left early today and I just woke up and I don't know what to do. I'm like, oh, go potty. You know, first thing. You know, it's not something I struggle with. I know what to do when I get up. I forget
right.
to do a lot of things. I'll forget to do my hair, and I'll be driving to work and go, oh, crap. You know, so now I keep a can of mousse and a hairbrush and a hair dryer and a flat iron and all that at work. Yeah, I have deodorant there. I have my body spray. I'm prepared for missing, for forgetting to do stuff. So
that's great. That's really great because that's what people need to do is figure out ways so that if they do forget stuff, that they can fix it.
Yep. Fortunately,
so,
I have my own office, so I just keep it in there.
So it's great. So these, how many, now, just for everybody who's listening, how many groups do you have on Facebook?
I have no idea.
A lot.
There's, okay, we call it our empire. Most recently, Mark started calling it our empire because we do have several.
Okay.
We have the like page. Attention Deficit Disorder like page, and when you find it, you'll see the identifying symbol, you know, the profile picture, I guess, is of, it's blue, and it's in four quadrants, and it says ADHD.
Yeah.
Right. And then the cover photo is a pencil drawing of a kid scribbling all over the wall.
Yeah.
And then we also have put that on at least one of our groups. I think two of our groups, our support group, our secret one, and then we also, since our page, and I don't know the history on this, is called the Attention Deficit Disorder official like page.
Okay.
I just called the open group the official open group. So we have about 1,000 members in that now. We have
wow.
over 10,000 in our like page. But we just started that probably about 6 months ago or less because we noticed that Facebook was hiding our page from all of our fans and it was also not very interactive and we really wanted it to be interactive. But if you're not an admin, your post doesn't show up to everybody. So we made the open group and it's very interactive. People can see what everybody else posts. And,
that's great.
You know, it's not such a hierarchy. It puts everybody on a more level playing field. Except for
right.
I have the power to delete.
Yeah. Yeah, and which is a good power, because sometimes there are things that are posted that are just very negative, and I had somebody do that to me. Yeah.
Mostly all
yeah.
we delete is Ray-Bans and boots and purses and that kind of thing. We like to leave, even we like to allow the diversity, because it's just real and it's what we're all about. Even if there's a fight on there, you know, we'll come in and say, hey, guys, remember to be civil to each other. But
right.
we allow it to go on. And unless it gets really insulting or racial or, you know, bad slurs of any kind,
right.
try to get rid of those or stop them from continuing. And, you know, we've had people leave. But, you know, there's like 1,080 groups out there, so hopefully they find one they like better. I was another one of my groups that's not part of our empire, but one I help admin. There was this big discussion on whether ADD is a negative, hate your life kind of thing, or if it's a gift. And, I mean,
mm-hmm.
there was nobody on the fence. It was everybody was one way or the other, and it kind of got ugly, too. But well, somebody posted, hey, if this group splits to, you know, the gifted versus the hate my life kind of thing, and that's not what she said, but she's like, I want to be in the hate my life because those gifted people are crazy. They don't know. I mean, they were actually saying that people that think it's a gift are dangerous and delusional.
Oh, really? Well, she should post
yeah.
on my page then, because I think it's a gift. So if she's listening, just post on my page, and I'll answer you why I think it's a gift. Because, you know, I get really, really upset about that because, look, am I in the middle about it? Yes. Do I see it as a gift? Absolutely. Do I see the negative aspects, you know, as you say, the characteristics of it? Yes, I do.
How can you not?
But I also believe that we can get in control of those negative characteristics if we do
mm-hmm.
the work. And so,
yeah. And there are some people that, you know, really strongly support it. They've got great arguments for each side. And
yeah.
I think a lot of it might have been a misunderstanding. But anyway, there's just some people that, you know, make me want to retch because they're so hate my life.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You know, the interesting thing is, I guess it's because I'm really, really busy. So when I get a lot of, because I belong to so many groups, I get a lot of postings all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Half the time I'm not reading them because I'm busy. But when I do, and I'll sometimes comment on something if it's related to medication or something that I feel I can help with. But for the most
mm-hmm.
part, I kind of stay out of the – and these aren't your groups, per se. Other groups that are having arguments or disagreements, I'll kindly step back and just kind of stay out of it.
You're welcome
you know?
To say whatever you want in our groups, too. That's my problem.
Yeah, well, you
I
know,
accept
I – When I know, when I have the time, I will. Most of the time, I don't have a lot of time. But I think the groups on Facebook are fabulous because anything that's going to really encourage people to open up and talk about things, you know, you should be commended for what you do because you do a lot of work and, you know, and given the fact you have a full-time job. So I think it's wonderful.
It's my lunch break.
Well, you should
and
also be
eating. Oh, yeah. Well, I can eat while I'm on my computer. I take my laptop to work or my phone.
That's great.
Because I don't want to use my work computer to do it.
Yeah. No, I understand that.
So I never actually did say what our groups were called or anything. I do have a bit of a list.
Okay.
Oh, somebody wrote that they were listening to me. Hi, Jeremy. Okay,
yes, somebody is, because my husband just went on, and they just want to listen. They didn't want to ask you questions, so.
Oh, okay, cool. So
but they're enjoying it.
Huh?
They're enjoying the show, which is great.
Oh,
see,
good.
They're enjoying hearing you talk, which is great.
Oh, boy.
So you're
going to okay.
give us a list of your groups.
Yeah. Starting off with the Attention Deficit Disorder like page.
Okay.
And so if you just type that in, attention deficit disorder, and then I'll give you prompts for whatever. Then we also have the official open group, the ADD support group, which is our secret group that you need to contact us about how to get into it. And then
Stop for a minute. How can people contact you? Can you say that?
Oh, you know what? You can write us on the like page. There's messages if you want to keep it private, or you can write on the wall. I check it several times. Well, I check it at least once a day, almost every day. he feels so special. I said hi to him. Oh, he's the one that's on the line. Okay. what was I saying?
So how can people get in touch with you?
Right. Yeah, so write us on the like page or join the open group.
Okay.
Is a good way. Just ask me to let you into this the closed group, the secret group, and I'll give you directions on that.
Okay.
And then let's see, we also have our closed group. It's World Landing Pad.
Yeah,
we wanted a name that was not overly obvious ADD, but at the same time, people with it would recognize it.
Yeah.
So that they could be in it, and so that it was something that they could easily find and not have to go through the loops of getting into the secret group, but they could still have the privacy. So, and if you
I love the name. Did you come up with that name?
Yeah.
I love it. See, that's where you highlight your creative side. It's great.
Which is funny because I have trouble with word finding.
But you did a great job.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I like to mix words up, too. I'll come up with some crazy stuff once in a while. I can't think of any right now, of course. Usually it's not very appropriate either, but Squirrel Landing Pad, and then... somebody had started My Significant Other Has ADD, ADHD.
Oh.
And I told her I'd help her with that. I actually haven't heard from her in a long time. Maybe she's not active in it anymore. Most of the people join it. They might say, ask a question, and then I never hear from anybody. It's not a very active group, but I did add that to our empire. There
oh,
is
I like
a
that.
List of all of our groups on the open group in the About section.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
Yeah. So just go to the About section. There's the links to everything except for the secret group because it won't do any good. And then so somebody wanted a singles group. So though I'm not single, I started that, and it's also not very active. Every once in a while somebody joins and says hi and nobody replies. So maybe one day it'll pick up. But, hey, if anybody needs a singles group, it's called Club ADHD.
I love it. How did you come
and
up with
then,
that name? Club ADHD. How'd you come up with that name? I like it.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Good. And what's funny is Tom Nardone wrote a blog about Club ADHD, and he made, you know how he always puts the pictures on his blog.
Yeah.
And so I asked him if I could steal that bullet, but I never did apply it to that group. But one day I will. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's really appropriate for the group. It looks like a nightclub. And then there's
Tom.
Huh?
I love Tom. He's very funny.
Oh, I know. He's hilarious.
Yeah.
One of my best friends too.
Yeah.
And then there's Gallery of ADD, which is our art gallery. So you can post your poetry or your photography, your drawings, singing, playing music. That's actually quite an active group. And then there's a couple airbrush artists in there, too, that are all amazingly talented. One girl, she paints bodies.
Wow.
So she paints people. Yeah. She did one of her sister when she was pregnant. She put koi all over her. It was gorgeous.
Oh, my God. That's incredible.
Yeah.
See?
So.
Yeah. So many creative people. So let's talk about all these people that you tell me that you want to thank for, you know, either helping you or inspiring you. Let's talk about them.
Well, Tom Nardone has been a huge inspiration to me. He was the first one to get me to think positively about my ADD. He's got such a positive attitude about it himself, and everything he says just makes sense. I mean, he's, you know, the fountain of knowledge. Can't drink from him, right? As he says.
No, I agree. He's great.
Yeah. And, you know, he was a great way to get ushered into ADD. A lot of times people will say, well, they'll be talking really negative about it. And I go, you need a good dose of Tom Nardone.
That's exactly right. Yeah. He'll set them straight. Yeah.
Yes, yes. I always direct people towards his blog.
I do too. He's got he's so talented at writing. It's incredible. And he he touches so many people with it. I mean, you know, look, I know that he's very funny, and I appreciate that because I love to laugh, and he's got a great sense of humor. But besides that, and I've said this to him, he doesn't realize how many people he really touches and helps through that humor.
Yeah, or how dramatically he touches them.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he is not listening at this moment. He said he'd be on in another 15 minutes. So.
Okay, great. I guess he's getting home from work. He's missing it. Well, he'll have to listen then, so he can hear us, and he can his head will get bigger.
Oh my God, it's already ready to burst. I don't know if he needs help with that. I need to say something before I forget. We had an admin who has left us for a while because her dad was very ill, and he lost his battle with heart failure yesterday.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
We wanted to, you know, just kind of,
reach out.
Memorials. Yeah. Just give her our love and prayers.
Yeah,
and,
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
It's so sad. It really is.
Yeah. She said something about letting her knight lose this battle. So it was really sweet but sad. Anyway, so that was Elizabeth Beer and Water. Just wanted to give her our love.
Yeah, send her my love, too.
Hopefully she's listening.
I hope so.
Mark Foster, he's kind of been our head admin. He took over the group from the page from the creator of it. The creator was Jonathan. Ooh, I'm blanking on his last name right now. We actually only run into him about once a year. He's not active.
Okay.
He just pops in and says hi. But he created the group, and then he turned it over to Mark Foster, who actually lives about an hour from me.
Wow.
And I know, right?
That is so cool.
I know.
Who knew?
We've never met,
That's
though.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, but we've never met. So anyway.
We should get together.
Yeah, maybe one day.
Yeah.
He actually works just a few blocks from my mom.
Oh, that's very funny. What a small world.
Yeah. So anyway, he took over the group, the page, and he ran it, I think, for 4 years on his own.
Wow.
And then I came along because I had discovered my ADD. I became an admin, and then he brought on a few other people, Tom being one of them, Elizabeth being one. And then we have a few more that I didn't ask permission to mention them. But I will mention Kathy Dick because she is she's a coach. She was actually my first coach.
Oh.
She treated me pro bono. So, you know, she just really walked me through a lot of stuff and helped me learn to deal with things. She gave me a lot of really good advice, became a really good friend, somebody that I could talk to openly and understood, you know, what I was going on, even though she herself does not have ADD.
Wow.
But some of her family does, yeah. So,
that's really awesome. I like that.
Yeah.
Because you don't find
lady.
A lot of, you know, I just hear a lot about people who say that they're ADD experts. And then I say, well, wait a minute, do you have ADD? No. And I personally think, for the most part, it can be difficult. I'm not saying it's impossible because look at your coach. But it can be very difficult when you don't have this. To really understand what it's like to live each day.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I think it's just as difficult as us trying to understand what it's like to not have it.
Yes. Yeah, I do. No, and I think it's great that you found a coach that doesn't have it, that can relate to it because she has it in her family, which is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, she was a big blessing. Anyway.
That's awesome.
And then I had another coach. His name is Gerald Hughes, and he has a neuro-linguistic learning center, and he actually mostly works with kids. But he has a unique way of dealing with learning disabilities that he goes from the route of teaching people to learn the way their mind was intended to learn instead of, you know, take these meds and then
right.
we'll get through this activity. So, like, with a dyslexic, teaching them to not flip their letters, he works with them for hours with clay, making letters.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
where is he located?
California.
Where?
Kind of in the middle and more east.
Okay.
I can't remember his town.
I have to get a hold of him. I know we tried to do all this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I would love him to be on your show.
Well, you know what I'm
going to
do? I'm going to let Larice contact you to get his information. She's posting. She's basically setting up all my shows now for me. I'm too busy.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it. So, yeah,
I
that'd be awesome. I would love to have him on.
Yeah.
I really would.
He's great. He actually will teach Waldorf teachers.
Wow.
So he's worked with people on getting their passing their bar exam. He, even though he doesn't know a specific language, he can teach people to learn the language that they're trying to learn. So
he's pretty incredible.
Yeah,
wow.
He's amazing. He's got dyslexia and ADHD. But yeah, I mean, he's an amazing mind to pick, and he's always doing these projects. I mean, I think his son and him built a trebuchet or something. He's got videos on it. But another thing he does is anti-anxiety exercises. So there's something called cross crawls. And it's so easy. You're marching and you're touching your opposite knee. And
wow.
And I can't remember the exact explanation, but I could tell you about his video. It's a 20-minute video, and he explains it all. He teaches you to juggle because it's a midline exercise, same as cross crawl.
Right.
And
right.
that, it makes your mind, which is in a fight or flight mode of anxiety, relax and realize that there must not be any danger because you were concentrating on this thing going side to side. Anyway, I was at
And just let me interrupt you for a minute. I had a retired clown on from Ringling Brothers in Bottomby Ballet Circus. He's actually a member of my adult support group. And he, so for those of you who are listening who want to hear this, he did a whole show on juggling.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing what it can do to the symptoms or the characteristics, as you call them, of ADHD, because both his boys have it, and when they come home from school, he has them juggle for an hour so they can focus. It's incredible.
Unfortunately, for me, I couldn't juggle.
Okay.
I have a really horrible right-to-left brain connection.
You
and
can just do
all
it
I could
with
do,
two, though.
Not even. I would throw one way over my shoulder. I mean, I can throw like a couple times in a row, and then I throw it away, or I can't catch it. But honestly, I will tell you that it's gotten easier. Like I took kickboxing, and they would have me switch stuff up, and I would freeze because, like, oh, what does that mean? And it would take me a while to like calculate and translate that into a movement, and.
Right.
I now understand why I flunked piano, because it's like my brain cannot decide which hand to talk to when I'm playing or when I'm typing. So backspace is my favorite key. If a piano had a backspace key, I would be all right.
No, I understand. I know I've met many people like this. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
So
it's a challenge.
Jerry figured out is that I have a really bad right-left brain connection.
Right.
So I have a hard time telling which hand to do what. So, like, when I'm typing, I'll want to hit the F, and I'll hit the J instead, or, you know, the W instead of the O or something. Or I'll type letters out of the next word.
Hmm.
So it's just very hard for me to coordinate. That's why I was always such a slow typist. I'm fast now because of chatting, but I'm going to make 100 mistakes. I'll make 3 mistakes in a three-letter word. And I'll be like, are you serious?
No, but he sounds like a great guy, and it seems like he helped you, which is great.
Mm-hmm. Helped me understand a lot, too. You know, that's awesome. Stuff that I'll be able to apply when I actually get into coaching. And I've done a little bit of coaching. I tell people, you know, I'm not a professional. I'm just learning. You want to be my guinea pig. You know,
right.
Maybe we can learn from each other. And
right. Well, that's
I
how you start,
one,
though.
Yeah. I had one that just blew me away, the stuff he would come up with. All I did was redirect him, and he would come up with these amazing solutions.
Wow.
Yeah.
See? That's that creative mindset. I love it.
Yeah. And he's an amazing airbrush artist, too. Oh, my God. Beautiful work.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah.
So who else?
Okay, well, Crystal Lowe. She is a rising star, diamond in the rough kind of girl. She's got so much ambition, and she's got this great idea, but she's just got to rein herself in a little bit and get some focus. But I see her is becoming pretty big in the ADD community. She's got this great thing called Ability, and it's like Ability but with ADD. And it's a place where you can easily find the information you're looking for. And I don't know how it all works, but that's what I understand about it.
Okay.
Yeah,
I've seen Crystal.
Anyway.
I've seen some of her stuff, and she's very interesting.
Yeah.
She really is.
She's got too much going on.
Yeah. It's what happens.
Yeah, it's hard to follow her a bit, but
yeah.
she's going to be pretty amazing. Yeah, she's such a sweetheart. All right. And then I think, unless, you know, somebody else pops into my head, last but not least, there is Chance Raspberry. And he is actually a lead Simpsons animator. And he wrote our like page one day looking for some help promoting his fundraiser. Because,
okay.
Excuse me. Talking so much, I'm drying up.
Get some water.
No, I'm looking for some. I'm upstairs. I've got a bottle up here. Anyway, he's got a new cartoon he's been working on called Little Billy.
Okay,
and
yeah, I've heard about this. I spoke to him one time because I wanted to have him
did?
On my show, and we never made it happen, but I will make it happen.
He reminded
me.
He's not ready yet because he wants to have it more prepared,
right.
But he's working on this pilot. What did he say? It's like $50,000 just to get the pilot going.
Is he doing a Kickstarter?
He's done two Kickstarters and another one that he's put setting up. $500,000.
Oh, that's different.
Just for his pilot.
Wow.
But he's trying to self-fund it because he doesn't want anyone else's influence on it. He wants it to be all him. And he's doing it in an 80s setting, and he's doing it in the old style of cartooning instead of whatever they do now.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's about a four-year-old boy with a non-specific learning disability. He's a special needs boy, and
he's
got a lot of high energy. And if you just Google Little Billy Chance Raspberry, and that's actually his name, he said.
It's great. People should look
for it.
Yeah, people should donate money to him.
Oh, definitely. It's something I'd really like to see happen because, you know, he says that kids are really going to identify with it because it's nothing and it's everything, every problem. And he himself has Tourette.
Okay.
So it's mostly about him, and just looking for a little bit more information. He sent me this whole thing to read. I was like, I'm not going to read all that, but a lot of it's just about his Kickstarter and all that. Anyway,
how do we get to his Kickstarter? Tell everybody that so people can go and donate some money.
He's done two Kickstarters, and he's setting up a new one that's not Kickstarter, and it's not set up yet. So maybe I could post it on Miss ADD later, or I'll definitely be putting it on the like page. Actually, yeah, no, I can't put it on the like page because we don't allow money on the like page.
Post it to my group.
I can put it on this.
Post it to Miss ADD group.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then also, you know what? I will talk to Reese and see if we can put it on my website.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get into, have you heard of Ellen Tube?
No.
Ellen DeGeneres has a new thing called Ellen Tube, and you can send videos into her, and she'll watch them and invite people on her show, you know, about what they're. So I'm trying to get him to put his
That's a great idea.
Yeah, because she gives away lots of money.
Yeah, she does. No, I know.
And gosh, getting her to promote him would just be the end all to his financial issues. So.
And you want to know something? That kind of thing for Ellen would be awesome. She would promote that.
Mm-hmm. She would, because she's Dory.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that would be a great idea for him to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him I said so. Because, seriously, I'm not saying it, you know, because I,
yeah.
You know, being in the marketing part of this whole thing as well,
mm-hmm.
You know, for me to call Ellen and say, hey, can I have money for my workbook? That's not going to work. You know what I mean? Because I don't.
It might.
He has the perfect vehicle for her.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
I think
I would
be all over it.
Yeah. I mean, it's great. I think we have Tom that just called up. Is that Tom?
Oh, no. Don't let him through.
Yeah, he wants to talk to you. Are you kidding? Hey, Tom.
Hello. Hey.
How are you doing?
Real good.
Were you listening before? Because we were making
your
head bigger.
We were talking about you.
Yeah. I think I heard the tail end when Justine said something about my head swelling. yeah. No, it was funny. I can't wait to go back and listen to it when the show is.
It was really good.
Oh yeah.
It was really good.
No, we were just.
Have Yvonne ready with that was shop vac.
Pardon?
Have Yvonne ready with the shop vac to clean up after your head bursting.
Yeah, well, my head it has the elasticity of my head is such that it can swell indefinitely. I believe. I'm convinced of that.
I am too.
No, we're just, I'm sorry. I had to duck out. I had to talk to Yvonne about this stupid family nonsense that's going on.
Horrible,
but anyway,
is it called Thanksgiving?
No, but it doesn't help that Thanksgiving is coming up.
Okay.
That was
it
just
is?
More shit on the pile. Yeah.
Right.
But no, it'll be okay.
I believe you. No, we were just talking about this guy who kind of turned me on to him with the cartoon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Raspberry Land.
Yes.
What's Chance Raspberry,
Chance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
right.
He's trying to get money. He's doing a Kickstarter and we're
talking about
Ellen.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything
about
it in a while. I didn't know if he was still doing that or not, or if that was still in the works. Okay, cool.
I've signed
That's
up for
great.
His email, so.
Okay. That's a fantastic idea. I think it'll be fun. But, I just didn't know he was still working on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Crowdfunding is his new thing.
Crowdfunding?
No, that's Kickstarter.
Okay.
That's a Kickstarter. I was reading what he sent me. I can't find what the new thing he's working on is. It's just not ready yet. So.
Yeah.
Well, I hope it works for him. And like I said, put it on my group page, so.
Okay.
People can see it.
Said, search Little Billy on Patreon, patreon.com.
Okay. Is that where I'll see
it? And I'll put, I guess so. I'm going to put that on your page right now.
Okay. Hey, Tom, that was great what you did for Gail this week, making the whole
what?
Thing for her show.
Oh, I was happy to do that for her.
That was awesome.
Yeah,
what did he do?
He made a like a Miss ADD thing for your show this week.
Oh, that,
you
yeah.
It? It was great.
Well, yeah. I
don't even remember. I don't remember. And I told Gail this, that, you know, I don't even remember if it was her or Mark that brought me into the page that we're both
it's
admins
Mark.
On. Huh? Oh, it was
Mark
more,
and I
yeah.
discussed it. We discussed it, and we wanted you.
Yeah. Now, at this, when that happened, I mean, this was, I'd only written like, I literally had only written one. I think I'd only written like one ADD story, and I don't
even
think I had the second.
That's why we wanted
you. Yeah, and I don't even. I'm sure I didn't have the second site up at the time. And when I remember when Mark, I know it was Mark that sent me an email, and when he sent it, or it was a Facebook message, and I thought that he was offering me a job that, like, paid, because he used, well, yeah, because when he asked about being an admin, because he used, it was odd that he just used the word hire, you know, that he was hiring ass. So I'm like, well, you know, man, I guess people make money on Facebook, you know, I don't know, I mean, I guess I could, I don't know what it is, but, you know, and I think at the same time that I got there, Kathy Dick also got on there, because mm-hmm. I know we were messaging back and forth all the time, like, what the hell is the difference between a page and a group and a like page? We didn't have any idea. I mean, I was not a member of a group.
That took you guys forever to figure out.
I know, and Gail taught me about all that stuff, and I had no idea that I didn't know what a group was. I just figured Facebook is just where people, you know, got on there and just said, you know, hey, I bought a new shirt. I don't really
I did
like
my
it.
Dishes.
And then
I
wait
did.
For people to give them support for that. I mean, so I didn't even, when they contact me, I'm like, what the hell is this? You know, when I got to the page, I'm like, I've never seen anything like this before. But, you know, it took forever, you know, for either me or Kathy to get it into our heads. But, you know, we finally did. but yeah, Gail, and you know, and there was a few groups that Gail got me involved with that, you know, that really had a, really made a big difference about, you know, me getting to where I am. So I really have to thank her so much for that.
Yeah.
It's been a, since,
I already
yeah, but
you.
we've been buddies for years.
We've
never had a cross word. It's been a really cool thing.
That's awesome. That's really great. Yeah, you were the first person, because she wanted to talk about people that changed her life and helped her, and you were the first person that she brought up. So,
and
I thought that was really great.
There's a lot more people that have had influence, but for the sake of memory, and, you know, they're not as necessarily as much ADD affiliated.
Right.
You know, they're like a different mental health issue or something.
Oh, what, Tony
but
Robbins?
Been...
Oh, yeah. Okay, don't start
You're
with Tony Robbins.
You're going to compare me to
Tony
Robbins?
She gets mad. She gets really
huh?
mad. Don't say anything negative about Tony Robbins, because she gets very upset.
Oh, and I heard. Oh, yeah, and I was. I know what I had something. I hate to come on the show and not have something to talk about, but I did. There was the beginning of the show when I was laughing so hard at the kitchen table waiting for my wife to get home. I forgot what you were talking about, but Justine said she goes, you know what? Let me tell you. She goes, let me tell you. You're not going to get me to go negative. And I'm like, well, shit, yeah, that's true right there, because I know me and Andrew Wilcox pounded on her trying to justify our filthy living conditions, and she
oh, yeah,
would not.
Did.
We tried to drag her into the ditch, and she just
nah.
dug her heels in and just stayed out in the bank, and I'm like, man, what the hell? Come on in the ditch. It's nice in here, you know, but she stayed on. She wouldn't do it.
Spent too long of my life in those ditches. I'm not going back in there anymore. No,
yeah,
but
was Andrew talking about the
room.
Dishes.
The
yeah,
dishes.
Andrew was talking about the dishes. I think he got mad. Yeah, see, he got mad if he opened. I can't remember what it was. He got mad if he opens up the dishwasher and they were dirty.
That's
whereas
right.
I would get happy because if
at least they
well,
got
because,
in there.
Well, because see, the thing is, Andrew got mad if the dishes were dirty because. You know, now he can't clean the kitchen. Well, I got mad if they were clean because now not only do I have to unload the dishwasher, but I got to reload it after I'm done with that. So that was,
I'm totally with you, Tom.
Kind of...
I love a full dishwasher full of dirty dishes. Like, cool. I just have to put one more thing in and start it, and I can't do anything for an hour and a half.
Yeah, I know. But, and you know, I'll tell you that when I was a kid, I would just put one dish in there, and one dirty dish in the clean dishes and hit it. But, you know, the only thing I might be more lazy than is cheap, and knowing how much it costs to run the dishwasher again.
Yeah,
for no
there
reason,
we go.
You know, I just yeah. that just it just kills me. I mean, I can't even.
Oh my gosh!
If I, I don't even have an incandescent light bulb in the house because of how much it costs to run. You know, it's just crazy.
My husband keeps telling me it's okay to do a load that's not full. I'm like, no, that's wasteful.
That is wasteful.
It is wasteful.
It's like having the window down with the air conditioner on. I mean, you can't do
that. Oh, yes.
That's
well,
just
in the winter,
stupid.
That's fine.
That would be terrible. Yeah. I had to, we went Thanksgiving shopping today, my husband and I just have to tell you this, and we came home and I had to go into the science experiment, which was called the refrigerator.
Yes.
And clean it out.
That's what
because,
too.
You know, and this is, look, I take full responsibility for this because I have refused to go in there for the longest time. And there were things in there that were a year old, okay? And
oh
I'm looking
God.
At him and he's like, you're going to throw that out? Yeah, this is going. The entire refrigerator was now restocked with new stuff. Everything that was in there that was old. There was Christmas candy in there from last Christmas. Yeah, okay.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, my God. I just dumped everything. Goodbye. We'll see you. So, yeah,
yep.
It's my fault.
Sometimes
I hadn't done it before.
Sometimes that's the easiest way to deal with it. It's just, you know what? Screw it. Throw it away. Don't even try to throw it away.
Thank
that's
you.
That's like if you you have your mess on the dining room table, scoop it all in a bag.
Yeah.
Throw it in a corner for 3 or 4 years, and by then you know you don't need anything in it. You can just throw the whole bag away.
Right. But my husband, God love him, he's very frugal about things. So I don't want to be frugal about cottage cheese that has mold growing on it. So it's going in the garbage bag. It's going away.
It's only old when it crawls back out.
Oh, God.
Thing is,
I think this
listen.
One had legs on it.
Oh.
Is
but if
cheese
it didn't
not,
have arms,
is the freshest
what?
Cheese ever made not itself mold?
Okay, wait. Now, I need to get Steve on the phone because Steve has
Steve,
got me the
you
same
know what?
Argument.
That's right.
About.
Steven, get on the phone.
Yeah, because, Steve, don't you agree the same thing about the mold with the cheese?
I'm asking a question. I made no claim. My question, I will restate. Is the freshest cheese ever made not itself mold? Is it not created by that process?
Did you hear that, Steve?
It is.
Yes, I heard it.
And he has cheese on
it. Am I accurate? Stephen, am
no,
I
you're
accurate?
Absolutely correct. See, you know,
okay, then if
I
it molds, you just mix it in. It's just a different color mold.
No, that is what cheese is mold. And,
oh, my
and,
God.
And what the thing is this. What is it? The cheese companies brought in these people, experts from Europe, because they were trying to increase their market of selling cheese in America. And these experts gave up. They said the reason why they gave up was because they said America does not like alive cheese. They only like dead cheese. And that's pretty disgusting. So...
so
we have live
cheese.
I'm getting off.
Anyway, I didn't want to get off on that tangent, but I'm sure there's a lot of people listening who have to clean out their refrigerator for Thanksgiving. So, speaking of which, what are you guys doing for Thanksgiving?
I'm working.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, when's dinner?
Hey, my job, my position is 24/7. I just have to have people on it.
Oh, wow.
Well, okay.
Are you
going
to get to?
It's not 24/7. It's from like 9 to 7, but it's
okay,
every day.
Okay, so you can come home and then have Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, my husband's going to cook, so.
That's great. And Tom,
yes,
what are you doing?
Because I don't cook. Tom and I are.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna eat a potted meat sandwich, and I'm just gonna stay home on Facebook and chat with people all day.
You're not gonna have Thanksgiving?
Oh yeah, we've got the whole deal here this time, and I think I might have to actually participate in the cooking of it. I'm thinking I might have to, which I mean I can do it. You know, I can do it if I wanted to. You
he
know,
can
I'll read the directions.
Cake with a drill.
Well, yeah, you know. Actually, I forgot. I'm actually on the record as being quite the prolific cook. You know,
yeah.
Or at least as far as my utensils go.
I think you need to audition for the Food Network as a creative cook.
Oh, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I could probably get the innards out of that turkey if I put that. My egg beater on a drill would probably scoop the innards out of that turkey pretty good, I think.
No,
that would be an easy way to do it.
Yvonne was really overwhelmed. Yvonne's got, of course, anxiety, and she was really overwhelmed by it. But you know, as I was telling her, I said, you know what, you know, Yvonne, here it is. I mean, look at it this way. Chances are, because everything, you know, always works out great in the end. It just does. It just, this kind of crap always just works itself
right out.
It just, we just figure it out. And chances are it's not going to be a problem. But you know what? Let's just say that it is. I said,
right.
You know, we could totally do a show with Justine and talk about how shitty it was.
That would be great.
And, of course, that didn't help her at all.
My ADD
Thanksgiving. She goes, oh, well, wouldn't you just love that? Wouldn't you just love that? I said, well, I would. Actually, I would. I'm kind of in a jam right now, and it'd give me something to write about. Who wants to hear about somebody having a nice Thanksgiving? No one gives a shit about that. They want some. They want to hear the worst. The horror stories is the only thing people want to hear.
The Rudolph of Christmas.
Oh, my God, yes. That's the funniest, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
That is the best.
I surprised him on that one.
I whore that story out every year.
You do. You whore it
now
out
I have
early, too.
Now I couldn't wait. And I have Frosty to go, too, so. Yeah,
what
oh,
did
and
I
Gail
tell
does.
You about that?
Gail does my editing, too. Did you know
oh,
that?
Oh, wow.
I haven't yeah, now here's the
well.
Thing, though. I don't always, I mean,
you
she,
kinda, my
she would always do the edits, like, on demand. You know, as soon as it came out, she would just start. We have a special group that
the
just
editor,
me and her are in.
The editor's dungeon.
Yeah. It's a secret group, and it's just me and Gail are the only members.
Another secret group I don't know about. Okay.
Oh, I have a lot
right.
of those.
Oh, there's tons of them.
Oh, my God.
There are groups you don't even want to know about.
I feel completely left out. I don't know about these secret groups. The editor's
yeah. Well, anyway, okay. Ours is fine. It's just my blog, and she will edit it, and then I can get the edits out of there. But, I mean, that's
yeah,
how
that's
it's
great.
Supposed to work. And, I like, the first two times it was really cool, but, you know, it's then, it's like I had two or three things I was trying to write, and I was like, I got one done, and I was like, well, I want to hurry up. I don't want to go back to this because I just wrote the stupid thing. I don't want to go back and... So I'm going to the next, and then I just forget. And then pretty much I wasn't doing the edits. And then, you know, and then she just quit doing them. And then just, but see, just recently on this last article that I put out.
It was bad. It was bad.
She, and that was an old one. So that stuff had been in there for months.
I'm sure I edited it before and you just never applied
it. I'm sure
them.
You did. I'm sure. So
this one
is awesome.
A total mess.
Gail, you are awesome. And I thank you for that. But anyway, so I actually went ahead and did it. I went ahead
you
and fixed
did?
It. Yeah, I did. Fixed it.
Wow.
Fixed all the,
so proud
the
of
bad
you.
Stuff in it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I misspelled herd or something, I think. I was anyway, whatever it was,
I'm
I got them all.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter
yeah.
if he's misspelled. They'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I always do.
That's my thing. If I see an error, I love editing people's work because when I read a book, I can't edit it. You know, I can't say to the author, here's your mistake, fix it. But like,
right.
I have a friend who wrote her first novel, and so I edited that one. And
wow.
She's working on her second novel, so she sends it to me 2,000 words at a time so I don't overwhelm. And,
wow.
Because I started doing that for her before I found out about my ADD and got involved in all the pages and groups and things. And then I got too busy. But anyway, I got mentioned at the end of her in the acknowledgments. And she's from Australia.
Great.
So she actually signed a copy and shipped it to me. I think it cost her an arm and a leg.
That's so nice.
Yeah. So,
that's
hey, can
great.
I plug my friend, Kim Cleary? She's actually a beautiful writer.
what are her books about?
Gothic fantasy. She writes about a necromancer,
oh.
which is somebody that can raise people from the dead. And there's zombies and ghosts and wizards and that kind of thing in her stories. But it takes place in the future after a plague kills off a lot of the population. There's no electricity or running water. So, you know, it's like kind of an old setting, but it's in the future.
Wow.
And it's the coming of age kind of story. But
sounds like
it's
fun.
Good. I enjoyed reading it the first two times, and I'm working on it the third because as I'm editing her second book, I'm like, well, wait, what about this? I thought this happened. And, oh, no, I actually moved it to the second novel. I was like, I need to reread it because she changed everything. So
that's great you do that. I think it's awesome.
I think it's fun.
Yeah,
I like being
I don't.
A part of people's projects. I don't have my own projects, so I just like to dabble in everybody else's.
Yeah. I'm not good. I can't stand editing anything nor writing. I mean, I have to. I am writing.
You don't make any
book
mistakes.
It's painful for me to write.
I've read your posts and I don't see any mistakes. So you're good.
Okay. Well, it's painful for me to write. But
do you want me to edit for you? I'll even.
Yeah. When the time comes and the workbook's done, yes, we'll send it to you, Chris and I. Because Chris
send
is writing
it to me in
it
parts.
Me.
It's less overwhelming.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I even have somebody who I spoke to last week about illustrating for it, which is great.
Ooh.
I'm going
to
have some illustrations.
Tom can make you a
video. Yes, that's true. Tom, you could illustrate too, because you make those little
all I do is steal pictures and just put them together in weird ways. I mean, yeah, if you want my head on your book,
you
want whatever you want my head plastered on, I can hook that up for you.
And then we'll go to jail together.
I mean, I sure as hell don't consider what I do art. I just think it's funny.
Oh, it is very funny. I love it. It's the best.
You changed your face for the women's group you tried to get into. You did Tomasina.
Oh,
for
yeah. With Elizabeth Osborne. Yeah, that was kind of cool.
Yes.
And you
pursed your lips in that picture. That was hilarious.
I was talking to a friend of mine, Ross, and he was telling me about, I don't know, we were talking about an admin for some group, or who was an admin for this group or that group. And she said that Elizabeth runs this one group and then this other group that's for women. And I'm like, you mean they exclude men? You know, even me? You know? And
even Tom?
So, yeah, and he goes, yeah, they're pretty much all women in there. I got in there somehow, but I said, well, I must be in there. So I put my picture, and I'll send you the picture, Justine, but
yeah.
I put my picture on the, and I didn't put it on a post. I just put it on a page. That way I could just limit the people who saw it, because it wasn't for everybody. It was just for her specific. I wrote a very small blog post about the benefits of having me in the group. You know,
she
and I was very sarcastic and over the top, and just it was just the whole point of it was just to be funny.
I think it's great.
Yeah, and I put you know, and anyway, they were laughing so hard, and they I think just tons of people in that group were reading it. But anyway, she went ahead and figured it was okay, and she let me in. Okay.
Wow.
Well, then another post, some girl posted this thing about. You know, guys being in the group, and it was they didn't feel safe. Which hey, I get that, and I'm okay with that. I was the whole thing was just to see what would happen anyway, because I love Elizabeth, and I just thought it would she'd get a kick out of it, and she really did. And anyway, when that one person put that post in, and then all these other women started jumping on the bandwagon, you know, agreeing with her. So basically, Elizabeth had to give me the boot. But you know, she said, Tom. No, it's okay. She said before she did it, she said, Tom, listen, I think it's so cool to have you in the group. The group, you know, are women, and she explained it. She goes, they don't feel safe. It's not that they don't like you or whatever. It's just kind of like the women's group. And I was laughing. I said, yeah, it's cool. I said, she goes, are you ready? I said, go ahead, boot me. You know, and then I was booted. You know, it wasn't a big deal.
Sorry.
No, it wasn't like that. It was funny, and I mean. A lot of the people in that group were friends of mine anyway, so, you know, it was no big deal.
I didn't know that they had all female groups.
Yeah,
you should type
in the word female in the search criteria when you search your Facebook groups.
And
that'll
do they do
there.
Male groups, too?
I doubt it.
Yeah, I do, too. Yeah, I do, too.
I haven't seen any.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you know, I just want to ask Gail, is there anybody else, because we're having fun, Tom, so entertaining, but is there anybody else that you feel you want to give a shout out? Because I know that was important.
Nobody I've asked permission from.
Okay.
Because
I wanted to make sure that you covered everybody before.
Yeah. I mean, there's some friends, the one that's listening on the phone, that just really been there for me, been an amazing friend, and then another friend that, you know, just some people that I've met on Facebook. Some of them are even local. And in fact, I had a client that I would go see, and I met her mom on in a group.
Oh.
And, and turns out she's like 20 minutes from me. So I went and worked with her daughter a little bit, and then the mom and I became really good friends. So
that's great.
You know, one of those people I could just tell my deepest, darkest secrets to, and there's no judgment.
It's really great.
Yeah.
Is there a lot of people up there with ADD with no sun, or what? What's the story?
All right. You know what? Okay, so, like, I take jiu-jitsu, and
yeah.
I work in the health field, and that's just, so both of those things are such a draw for ADDers. So it's like most of the people I encounter have something similar, if not ADD.
Okay.
I think it's very, I think it's more rare to not have an ADDer.
Wow. Okay. You think there's more depression because of the weather?
Yeah, I know a lot of people with depression.
Okay.
And I know a lot of people that get worse. I don't know. One of my friends actually prefers this time of year. I've actually seen a lot of people say they're so glad the heat's over and the rain is coming. Like,
yeah.
Bleh. I'm a summer.
Yeah,
girl.
I know. No,
I'm
really, seriously,
girl.
I know people
I
like that too. I really want to commit them because I don't understand that at all. I mean, come on. I'm looking at the snowstorms in Buffalo, remembering when I grew up in New York shoveling the snow because, you know, my father would send me outside with a shovel, and I'd have to shovel.
Now, see,
I don't miss that at all.
I love to shovel. I told God
okay.
when I die, all I want is a creek and a shovel, and I will make my own pond. I love.
Okay, Tom, there's something wrong with her.
I will pick up boulders and haul them all over my yard and build stuff. Okay, yeah.
I'm talking about snow. Do you like to shovel snow? There's no creativity in shoveling snow.
When we do, there's the muscle building and the energy, the workout and the endorphins.
Okay.
Yes, it feels so good. I love to run.
Tom,
like to be
do you have snow where you are?
Not
Hello?
Yet.
That's you, Tom.
No, but you will
Hello?
Have it, right?
I think we're going to probably get some. We usually get once or twice a year.
Do you like to
I
shovel
hate
it?
Shovel. I don't shovel it.
Okay, good.
Why
thank
I shovel you. It? It keeps me home and not going to work.
There we go.
Think I'm going to go out and shovel my driveway so I can go to work? I don't think
there
so.
We go. See? He's on my page. All right.
Well, you live in California. You're pretty safe from the snow, don't you think?
I know. Well, see, I'm talking about when I grew up in New York. That's why my husband's
oh,
so
well, yeah,
kind. He always
right.
says to
yeah,
me,
you
do you
know.
Want to move back there to be near the family? I'm like, No. I don't like the weather. I'll stay here. It's okay. It's all right.
Yeah, you know,
I love
visit.
My job, so I will go to work.
Okay.
I will brave anything to go to work. I went to work with a frozen shoulder. I've gone to work days after, the day after, two root canals. I don't
oh, wow.
work.
Wow.
I've
you are
a
very dedicated young woman. I'm impressed.
Oh, thanks.
I'm very impressed.
If I say I'm going to be somewhere, unless I forget, God forbid, I am there. I might be late, but I'm there.
That's great. That's awesome. That's really great. Tom, you love to go to work, too?
Yeah, you know it.
But he's got a great job, too. He gets
yes.
to have fun.
It's still a place I have to be at a specific time.
Yeah, that does suck. It kind of interferes with life. Did you
it
see
really
his
can.
Picture of his snowman that he built?
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
I don't
you
know.
Need to
I don't know.
Again, Tom.
I don't know. We're talking about, but we have 90 seconds left, so I think we're going to have to wrap this up. It was so great. Can you believe how fast this time goes by? It's so great
my
having you on, Gail and
text.
Tom. Thank you for calling in. I really appreciate
it.
Oh,
it's
we
my pleasure.
Get you back
always.
On. Have
okay.
a both
Sounds
of you
good.
Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Justine. I had a great time. You too.
Oh, good. And I'll talk to you on Facebook. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Have
bye-bye,
a great
ladies.
Night. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. And so for those of you who are still listening, there will not be a new show next Sunday. We're going to replay some of the old shows. I think one is centered around what happens in the holidays with people with ADHD. And, you know, this can be a very difficult time of year as well for people who are struggling with depression. So I want everybody to be aware of that. I want everybody to have a wonderful Thanksgiving and be thankful for everything that we have. I know I am. And just want to let everybody know to stay in the moment. Have a great Sunday.